咱今仔日圣经则是记载伫种个火药列王纪上，咱要看第六章第一节到三十八节。以色列人出埃及地后480年，所罗门做以色列王。第四年西弗格就是二月开工建造耶和华的殿。所罗门为耶和华所建的殿，长60肘，宽20肘，高30肘。殿主的走廊长20肘，甲殿的宽约一样，阔10肘。又为殿做了紧密的窗棂，靠着殿墙，为着外殿的内殿，做了3层的房屋，下层宽5肘，中层宽6肘，顶层宽7肘。殿外房屋的梁木，隔伫树殿墙的坎中，免得擦入殿墙。建殿是用山中独者的石头，建殿的时阵，锤啊、斧头及其他铁器的声音拢无听见。伫殿的正背当中的房屋有门，门内有石垒的楼梯，通去到第二层。按第二层后翻过第三层。所罗门建殿，按伫香柏木的栋梁，又用香柏木板加盖，靠着殿所做的房屋，每层贵5肘，香柏木的栋梁隔离墙的殿墙的墙墙壁顶，耶和华的话临到所罗门讲：轮到你所建的殿，你若遵行我的律例，遵守我的章典，遵从我一切诫命，我就靠向你应验我所应允恁的父亲大卫的话，我就靠徛伫以色列人中间，并无放弃我的民以色列。所罗门建造殿屋，殿内用香柏树木的木板搭墙，按对高皮高皮顶拢用木板加音，又搁用静木板盖对铺对。内殿就是殿所，长20肘，按对高皮顶用香柏木加音。内殿主的外殿长40肘，殿内一点的石头都无显露，一概用香柏木遮蔽，顶面刻着野桂及初开的花。殿内有备了内殿，通安放摇花的玉柜。内殿长20肘，宽20肘，高20肘，树面拢搭上了精金，搁用香柏木做单。包上了精金，所罗门用精金搭了墙内的壁，搁用金链那规伫内殿的门扇，用金包裹金殿，拢搭住了金啊，直到搭了内殿的单，也是用金包裹，用加拿木做两个基路伯，各悬10肘，安伫内殿。这一个基路伯有两个石膏，各长50肘。按这个石膏尖到那个石膏尖共有10肘。那这个基路伯有两个石膏也是10肘。两个基路伯的寸尺形象拢是相同。这基路伯贵10肘，那基路伯也是安尼。伊将两个基路伯按放伫殿内基路伯的石膏开，这个基路伯的这个石膏就挖着这盆的墙，那这个基路伯的石膏也挖着那盆的墙。 内面的两只股伫中伫殿中彼此相接，各用金啊包裹着两个基督壁。内殿外殿周围的墙顶拢刻着基督壁，双手甲初开的花。内殿外殿的内板拢贴上了金啊，各用橄榄木制作了内殿的门扇、门楣、门框。门口有墙的四分之一，的五分之一。伫橄榄木中做了两丝、两门丝，刻着基督壁、樟树甲初开的花，拢贴住了金啊。佮用橄榄木制作外殿的门框，门口有墙的四分之一，用樟木做门丝、门两丝，这个四分，这个四分做两丝是。接叠的，迄、那个四分做两四，也是接叠的。顶面刻着基督壁，樟树甲初开的花，拢用金啊连叠落。各有独城的石头三层，向壁木一层，建筑难易。所罗门在位第四年，设计入了耶和华殿的根基，到了十。一年，伯略月就是八月，殿甲一切属殿的，拢照着这个形式做成。伊建殿的功夫共有七年。我们就说一个鬼故。
各位平安 ，peace to everyone。今仔读经甲读淡薄 ，it's our Bible reading today is a bit longer。不要紧，下礼拜搁较长。Don't worry, next week will be even longer。
下礼拜大概有五十几节的经文。
Next week there will be about 50 some verses。
然后，所以因为这个原因，崇拜组问我一道问题。
So the worship committee asked me this question。
是不是我当中经文读较少淡薄？你要讲迄段，你读其他会真唔明白
？I was asked to reconsider whether we can read shorter verses。
然后我就给伊一个答案，讲对不住。
I told them sorry, but I cannot shorten it.
原因是什么？
The reason being,
因为咱相信圣经大概字拢是上帝所启示的。
Because we believe that every word of God is a revelation.
大概话拢是上帝爱咱明白怎样。
And every word is because God wants us to know Him better.
所以咱知，咱宁可将圣经好好去读。然后咱知影，即上帝话本身，让咱了解圣经讲的是啥物。
So we should read the God's words carefully, so we will know what God's will is for us.
所以呢，我甲解释那呢。
So I will only explain.
那第一重要，上帝话是啥物，迄个更加重要。
But what is more important is what is God's words.
所以呢，感谢主，恁隆重三十八节拢站起来读。
So I thank God that we were all able to stand to read these 38 verses.
那是下礼拜五十六节。
But next week's 56 verses.
啊，你的脚若动袂掉，不要紧，我会再给你坐坐。
If your feet gets tired, don't worry. I will allow you to sit for a while.
那少年家唔通咯吼。
But if you're young, you're not allowed to.
啊，你看我少年的，我是要站起来打。
Like myself, as a young person, I will also stand.
然后咱五万讲透过今仔日上帝的话语。
So through God's word, what will we learn today?
今天我讲到到底上帝哈啊对教会的心到底是什么
？Today we want to talk about what is God's heart towards the church.
所以你若假使看这个第列王记上六章一到三十八节的
，If you look at 1 Kings chapter 6 to verse 1 to 38，
然后在这个所在你看到哈上帝透过作者真详细将迄个建殿内面是啥咪隆重形容出来。
You can see from verse 1 to 38, God wanted the author of this verses to talk about all the details.
So if you want to read this verse, you will see that God started for Solomon to build this temple.
So we see that in the beginning, God allowed Solomon to build this temple.
Now, if you look at this temple, you will see its appearance compared to this temple, this is about 1,000 times.
And if you look at this, the temple is double the size of the tabernacle.
然后你若看到头一晚，你若听这个时阵遐咧读的时阵哦，有一个字，一个月，甲一个寸的哈。这个咱国语叫做一轴。
If you listen to what our brother Ben was reading earlier, it was talking about a cubit.
啊，这个一轴哦，是通常以色列人雇用伊咧行牛哦，一轴是大概这个面积。
And at that time, the Israelites, when they would call one cubit, that length would be from our elbow to our
hand. 代替上是 17.5 公, 叫做公寸,
so this would be about 17.1 inch.
所以呢,他大概说用这个来形容到底多少。
So this is how they use a cubit to measure.
所以如果说差不多一周的时候，大概他们的印象，我们就了解是什么。
So now we can understand what one cubit is.
让人讲到底是多少人，多少高的人，多少矮的人，一周那个是没相了，但是平均是17.5。
We won't say whether how tall a person is, how short a person is, but that's the average.
所以呢，在比较时，你看到这个规的圣殿的体积多大。
And we can see how big the temple was.
一大概一看起来长哦，有26.7公尺。
The length is about 26.7 cubits. And the width was 8.9 cubits. And the height is about 13.3 cubits. And this is the size that you can see with the temple. So compared to the tabernacle, this is bigger. If you compare the tabernacle, you can move it around. But this temple is stationary. And if you look at from these verses, you can see that the materials they were using were very expensive. And just with wood, there were three kinds of wood. And there was cedar, there were also olive.
So
there are three types of wood used to build this temple. And at the same time, you'll see that they used a lot of gold. At that time, those types of wood and gold were very, very expensive. And especially the cedar wood, they would have to import it in.
Solomon,
so you can see that Solomon used the best to offer to God. And at the same time, if you look at the planning and everything they did, it was very detailed and intricate. And when they were using a cedar wood, when they put it on top of the wall, they made sure that the size did not exceed what they wanted. And when they were building it, you will not hear sound of chiseling or banging. Why was this? Today, if you see people building or renovating, you will hear a lot of noises. Why was it that they had no noise that time? Because even in the mountains, they already chiseled the stone to the perfect size. And he simply transported it and then placed it on where it's supposed to
be.
So you can also see that all the wood were covered, the wood were all covered with gold. And even the floor were covered with gold. So when you go into the temple, you can see everything is in gold. If you think about it, if you imagine yourself, if you come to UEC Malabon today and you see all our walls and our podium is all in gold. I'm sure everyone would start picking out some gold. Not everyone can enter the temple.
In the temple
you can see cherubim. In the statue of the cherubim, you can see one wing all the way to one wall. And the other wing would hold on to another cherubim.
And
same time, the altar was all covered with gold.
38节的时阵。
So if you pay attention to these 38 verses,
你看到讲伊用的材料真好，你看到因咧创的物件真仔细。
And you can see that they used expensive material and they planned everything very well.
甚至用几年、用七年的时间来起了这个圣殿。
And it took them 7 years to build this temple.
所以换句话来讲，
in other words,
上帝。 然后透过所罗门，因百姓所献的物件，直接起了这个圣殿。And God through Solomon
and the people, they built this holy temple.
可是等我看到这个所在时，But
when I looked at this,
然后我咧问一道问题，我咧看看，我问了一道问题。
I asked myself a question.
什么问题？
What's the question?
上帝看到因献很好的物件。God
saw that they offered all these good things.
但是伫内面哦，我无看到半句上帝咧欣赏因。But
I did not see one word that God commended them.
你若看38节内面，你无看到上帝讲，哎呀，你献就真好，你所献得水，伊无半项物件。But
you can see here that God never mentioned that commending the people or praising them for giving them their best.
So
I'm thinking,
是不是代表上帝无欣赏因？
So does it mean that God did not appreciate these?
啊，是上帝头壳想的，跟咱想的无啥同。
Or maybe God's thinking is different from our thinking.
是不是上帝头壳在想的？
Is it that God's thinking is different?
哎呀，你咧奉献，这个是应该的，免懊恼。
Or maybe God is thinking that what you've offered to me is your duty, so I don't need to commend you for it.
因为你根本你奉献的物件是上帝给你，你献的是应该嘛。
So what you've offered to me is my gifts to you in the first place.
这个是有一段，咱讲，这是责任，这是你应该要做的。
So that we might think that God's thinking that this is your duty, so you're simply following what you're supposed to do.
啊，是你想，可能上帝是中国人啊。
Or you might think that maybe God is Chinese.
啊，干那是我讲，上帝是中国人。
So why would I say that maybe God is Chinese?
因为中国人真特别啊。Because
Chinese are very peculiar.
特别啊，是出来啊。Especially
at home.
伊若最好的代志无咧懊恼，最唔对，佮来骂。
If you do something good, they don't praise you. But if you do something bad, then they'll scold you.
对不？然后你看老爸老母看到你最好代志，袂讲哇你啊搞你啊乖，无咧懊恼，最唔对。
So in the Chinese family, you don't see a parent commending their children for doing something good, but they'll scold them when they do something bad. But I thank God that recently the Chinese have changed a little bit. We've learned to appreciate now.
啊，你是不是上帝吼？先像中国人相同呢？真正，真正干呐？真无唔敢去侮辱人呢？
Or is God like Chinese that he's very difficult for him to commend someone?
其实你从我看来看去，这三十几节里面，我无看到这样。
So for the 38 verses, I did not see any comment from God.
但是我后尾去再安静落来，我默想这段经文的时。 So
I quieted myself down and started to ponder more on these verses.
那我感觉上帝真是有欣赏人献上。
And I have this conclusion that God did praise and commend the people that put their effort in this. Why do I say this?
First,
if God did not commend this,
上帝不用用恩列王纪上作者用三十几节来形容。
Because if God did not appreciate this, then God would not have used the writer to write this whole chapter down. As I said earlier, every word is a revelation from God. So this is God's words.
So
if God didn't want people to know this, he would not have asked them to write it down.
所以你看到其实你看起来上帝无讲半项，其实在间接里面，咱看到其实上帝欣赏人所为红颜。Although
we don't see him saying it, but if you look at the whole verse, and you'll see that God was commending people.
And
if you have a chance to read even farther,
另外，因为在等者我会看，可能讲到上帝跟这个所罗门显现的时阵讲的话。
And this was a time when God appeared to Solomon.
然后到列王纪上第9章。 上帝第二拜应所罗门显现。
And in First Kings chapter 9, God talked to Solomon the second, appeared to Solomon the second time.
然后下面有一句话真重要。
And one word was very important.
伊讲上帝甲所罗门讲什么？
God told Solomon,
我已经将你所做的殿分别为圣。
And I have consecrated what you have offered the temple.
代表讲上帝有看啊，有接纳所罗门所建设的殿。
So it means that God has accepted the temple that Solomon has offered.
所以换句话讲，
in other words,
所以所罗门伫这个所在所献上，因百姓所有转的献上，上帝有咧欣赏。
So everything that the people in Solomon built with the temple, they offered to God, and God accepted it.
兄弟姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你若在上帝感动的里面，你为上帝所做的代志顶面，上帝拢有咧纪念甲欣赏。
So everything you do for God, God will appreciate it.
你知影？有人问一道问题。
One time, someone asked the question.
到底我若要奉献，我都要献 gross 还是奉献 net？
If I was to give my offering, do I offer gross or net?
你看是 gross 还是 net?
Should it be gross or net?
你应该爱什么?
What would you rather it be?
啊，你应该爱 gross 还是爱 net?
Would you rather offer in gross or net?
哈，其实我感觉真正奉献哦，不是看 gross 还是 net。
The true offering, I believe, is not whether it's gross or net.
我感觉最重要，你的心在上帝里面，上帝照看。
I believe what is most important is your heart before God.
你在人哦，会奉献在倒落，你看出你的心在倒落。
You can see where people offer that you can see where their hearts are.
这就有一摆有一个囡仔。
One time, a child.
然后伊妈妈给伊两个钱啊。
The child, the mother of the child gave him two coins.
然后一个钱摕去奉献。
He said that one coin is for offering, and the other coin is for you to spend. So this kid was walking and he was playing with these coins. And all of a sudden, one coin fell. It fell on the ground, started rolling, fell into the gutter.
然后这个囡仔就开始就问一道问题。
So this kid had to ask this question.
到底干了落去沟暗，迄个是上帝的还是我的
？So the coin that fell into the gutter, is that coin mine or God's?
啊，怎个呀
？Whose coin is it that fell into the gutter?
啊，你我的手里面这个是上帝的还是我的
？And the coin that I have still on my hand, is that mine or is that God's?
然后这个囡仔头壳想。
So this kid is thinking,
上帝是无所不能啊。
He said that God is omnipotent.
讲上帝，你家己去退了咯。
Yo, God, since you're omnipotent, you have the ability.
因为你
怎样跌倒，
你无所不能，你退就会做咯。
Since you're able to pick up the coin in the gutter, that coin is yours.
然后边头有一个伊的沙发，看到这个情形的时阵。
But when he was thinking about this, he had somebody beside him that overheard this. He said, "No, that's not good."
你让上帝选个较好。
He goes, "It's better if you let God make the choice."He said, how can I make God decide? And this friend said, I'll give you three methods. First method, first in the ground you make a line, and when you throw this coin up, if the coin falls on the left side, it's yours. If the coin falls on the right side, then it's God's. And he goes, that's one method, so God can decide. Second method, the second method is you draw a circle on the ground, and you throw the coin up. If that coin falls within the circle, then it's God's. And if the coin falls out of the circle, then it belongs to you. And the third method is that you toss the coin up in the air, and if God wants it, he will take it. If it falls on the ground, then it means that God is telling you it's yours. So let me ask you, what method would you follow?
所以我感觉有真侪时阵哦，人若要讲较奉献。
So every time when people talk about offering,
其实我感觉第一重要迄个心。
I feel that what is most important is the heart.
你若假使看新约嘅教示嘅时
，If you look at the New Testament teaching,
特别是哥林多保罗教咱怎样奉献嘅时
，Especially in Corinthians when Paul teaches us how to offer,
伊讲你要甘心啊。
He goes, you must be willing.
你若看罗马书十二章嘅时
，If you look at Romans chapter 12,
伊讲叫咱自己本身献上最活祭
，And that you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
咱若献上最活祭，咱根本隆重献上，大项嘛是上帝嘅，对不
？If you offer your life as a living sacrifice, and everything belongs to God.
然后咱照着上帝心意来分配上帝爱咱分配
，And we follow what God wants us to do.
所以伫这段经文里面
，So in these verses,
你看到。转百姓，所罗门所为献上。
You see the people and Solomon's offering,
上帝欣赏。
that God appreciated.
所以兄弟姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
是你们做的东西为神献上的上帝拢欣赏。
So everything you do, if it is for God, then God will commend you and appreciate.
等咱起这礼拜堂的时阵,
when we built this church building,
我记得我有真侪真特别的代志。
There were many things that happened when we were building this building. And you can see also the people's offering were very particular. It's wonderful that a lot of the offering in our church never, it was always anonymous when people were giving. Very rarely do we see names. But each person had their different burden. Let me give an example. When we built this church building, someone came to me and said that my burden is to pay for the cross. So the cross outside our church is offered by someone. Some people offer the pulpit. Some people offer the elevator. And some offer the organ. Everyone was different. And after this was given, let me tell you, there were many people. And the other people were giving. And you know that the people are now offering what we eat on Sundays. And you know that every week it is some brothers or sisters that are offering that up. There are times that we don't have enough to eat. And there are times that we have more. Why won't we have enough sometimes? And there are times that people would eat more. So for me, if I see a hot dog, I would want to eat more. And when sometimes I see the sandwich, the bread. I've seen people take that hot dog and throw out the bread. I find it a waste. I find that a waste.
但是有真侪物件，皆是阮名字，有真侪兄弟姊妹，忠心的服侍。
Many of the offerings are anonymous, given by brothers and sisters.
所以我跟你讲，你所有为神献上的，上帝拢在纪念。
Everything you offer to God, God will remember.
你看，所以这段经文里面虽然上帝讲无讲，哎呀，你献的也好，伊无讲安尼。
Although we don't see God saying that what you've offered is good,
但是伊真清楚，因哈尼做一节。
But you can see that he spent a lot of verses to detail what was given.
So, brothers and sisters,
everything you do for God, God will commend you. But if you look at these 38 verses, but there are some verses that were very different.
It
talks about how the temple was built. But only in chapter 6, verse 11, something else comes up. And the verse starting from 11 is speaking about something else apart from the temple.
So
in God's revelation, so he talked about how, building the temple, and all of a sudden, and the author, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, talked about one thing. What did he say? And that it was the word of the Lord that came to Solomon saying, but these verses, he never talked about how nice the temple was. But what did God say? Let's look. Chapter 6, verse 11.
用耶和华的话临到所罗门讲， 论到你所建的这个殿， 你若是遵守我的律例， 谨守我的典章， 遵探我一切的诫命， 我的确应你应允我所应允你老爸代表的话， 我的确要站在以色列的中间， 并无放弃我的民以色列。
1 Kings 6:11-13. Now the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my ordinances and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will carry out my word with you which I spoke to David your father. I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. So you can see that what God told Solomon, talking about this building, so you expected that he'll say how nice or something wrong with the temple, but he did not say any of these things. But rather he said, that you should walk in my statutes and execute my ordinances and keep all my commandments. What's the relationship here? It does not mean that God did not appreciate the building that was built for him. He appreciated it. But what God found even more importance was, and that is whether his people followed his ways. What he pays attention to, and whether Solomon was following God's ordinances and statutes. So I want us to see this. It's good to have a very beautiful temple, but what is more important?
And what's more
important is the spiritual life of the people.
Because
if you have a beautiful church building or temple, when people see it, they'll admire it and say that it's beautiful. We give thanks because we offer the best to God. But if you pay attention, after a long time, whether someone stays,
it's
not whether the building is beautiful or not. Rather, they would stay whether the people here are good or not. If the people here do not follow God's way, yet you have a beautiful building, that sooner or later they will leave. Maybe you're serving and this is good. But if your spiritual life, your life is not good, then this is not pleasing to God. So don't think that because you offer the best to God, but if your spiritual life is not good, God will not use you in the future. So here, God told Solomon that he needs to follow God's ways. Let me give an example. For example, you have a very beautiful house. But even if you live in this house, but the people you're living with is always are bad, it's like living in hell. This is very obvious. If we have a good life, this is very different. One time I had a chance to go to China and I visited some churches. You see how backwards or how bad their building was.
It was 100 square meter.
A beat up house. About 100 square meters, and more than a few hundred sat there. What gave me a deep impression? On our way to that church, there are certain emergency that would come up. So I asked, where can I use the washroom? And this person that was with me said, if you can just raise your head up, everywhere that you see is the washroom. So it means that everywhere is the washroom. So when I went into the church building, and there were many people coming for worship,
然后呢，哎呀，巴肚计无好势。
But there was something wrong with my stomach.
因为我就问去厕所伫倒咯。
So I asked where is the toilet.
因为你若对这所在出去吼，你看到一间厝，迄个所在就是了。
And they said that if you walk this way, you'll see a little house. That's where the toilet is.
然后我就行去。
So I decided to walk there.
我未到。
But before I got there,
哇，香啊要死。
I smelled the aroma.
这真闻死的，好香啊！
It was very different aroma.
Then I
and when I went into this little house, when I looked down, the whole thing was covered in manure. And all I could see is the yellow things. What is peculiar? There were no toilet holes.
完全无啊。
There were no toilets.
是规个堆积死啊。
The whole thing was a toilet.
所以我入去吼，我也万事在小心，真是惊打着地雷啊。
Because I was afraid to step on anything when I got in.
你那我打惊，惊到倒落，就用伫倒落呢。
So how do I use the toilet?
照用啊。
How do I use it?
我就看有两块石头顶面，你跍落去就死了啦。
So what I noticed is that there are two stones there. What you need to do is step on these two stones.And that's where the toilet is. And the surrounding was very difficult. But I had a chance to fellowship with the people there. So I asked them, this kind of environment, why would you want to come here? And they told me one thing. They said, what we have here are things that you cannot find outside. And what is that?And that is the heart of the brothers and sisters towards God. And you can see the sacrifice that these brothers and sisters are willing to give to God. And you can see the life that, they, that comes out of these people. That is the reason why I'm here. That is why I'm here. So brothers and sisters, no matter how nice the building is, we thank God for the offering. But what is more important is that how is our life? How is our spiritual lives? If our spiritual lives are problematic, you don't have to talk about anything else. The people will leave. It's different.I thank God that in our church we have brothers and sisters that you have a good spiritual life. I urge you to continue this. But I want you to pay attention to these verses. So what did God tell Solomon?
He said,
Now the word of the Lord came to Solomon saying, concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my ordinances and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will carry out my word with you which I spoke to David your father. I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. When I was pondering on these verses. For example, if I follow all of God's ways, what did God promise me? God did not promise if you follow my ways, I will make you wealthy and rich. God did not say this. God did not promise that if you follow my ways, I will give you more people. God did not say that. But what did God promise?
And
what he was promising is that what he promised to his father that I will dwell among the sons of Israel. What does this mean? It means that we are walking the way God's way. God not guarantee that you will not get sick or you will get rich. prosperity gospel.
If people who follow this, they're following the prosperity gospel. God is not like this. But what did God promise you? God's promise is that I will be with you. I will not forsake you. Isn't this a beautiful promise? For a Jewish thinking, they understand this concept. They understand what it means for God to be with you. Remember when God led the people of Israel out of Egypt, God's presence, they did not have to worry about not having enough food to eat. When God was with them, God provided manna for them. It does not mean that God did not promise that He'll make you rich, but He will provide for what you need. And if you see God's presence, and you see the cloud of the pillar of cloud that would be with them. So the Jews understood this concept. It means that God will be with them, God will not forsake them, and God will guide them. Many times there are things in our lives that we don't know how to decide, but God will guide us. And when we face our enemies, God will give us a strength to overcome them. Remember the battle that when Moses raised his hand, they would win, and would drop his arms, they would be losing because God was with them.
基督徒的好事是上帝所看重的。
So what God pays attention to is the spiritual life of the brothers and sisters. To live a holy life. To live a life of loving one another. And living a life that is following God's will.
我跟你讲,
let me tell you. And God will be with you. God will be with you. This is God's heart.
比说上帝要给你地的,
what is more precious than knowing that God will be with you?
对不? 圣经说啊,
the Bible says,
你到路边地看到说, 上帝若引出你, 上帝给你同在, 上帝应邀就在那个所在。
And then God will guide you, and that's where God's glory will be.
所以兄弟姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
上帝心是什么?
What is God's heart?
上帝欣赏你所有的奉献。
God appreciates the offering that you've given to Him. And God appreciates the service and the time that you've given to Him. We thank God. But what God pays more attention to is our spiritual lives. Our spiritual lives. If we have bad attitude, or if we don't have a heart that loves one another, that your service is useless. What God pays attention to is our spiritual lives. Today is our second week of the new year. So I urge everyone in this new year, and that is to walk God's ways. And I guarantee you that God will be with you and will not forsake you. And you will experience the many, many blessings from God. And afterwards, you'll be able to worship God even more. Because you can see God's glory in this place. Let us pray. Father God, we once again we give you thanks, Lord, to remind us, Lord, that many times, Lord God, we think we're giving you, you know, things, or we're offering things to you. But Lord, we forget, Lord God, our own lives, Lord. Help us, Lord God, that we can be people after your own heart, that we can be brothers and sisters, Lord God, that is truly following your will, not merely hearers of the word, but doers of your word. So Lord, we pray, Father, that continue to guide us, to teach us, Lord God, and Lord, help us, Lord God, that what we want in our lives is just to have your presence. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.